In this exercise, we will pay attention to different parts of the body and contemplate some different things to notice in each part. We're going to focus on the area from the base of the pelvis, near the base of the spinal column, up to the top of the head. Beginning at the base of the spine, approximately underneath the pelvic floor, so between the front and back of the torso, the lowest point of your torso. In this area, there's a hammock of muscles, the pelvic floor, that supports your internal organs like a hammock, so it should be springy, ideally, and responsive. If you find that it's tense, begin by allowing this area to relax. Feel the support of what you're sitting on. And feel how the support of your seat on the chair or the floor feels. As you allow this support underneath you, notice what emotions arise. If it feels difficult to feel this area, you can start by feeling your legs, your feet, and move up to the base of the torso. Take 3 breaths here and be present with this area of your body. And take a moment to write down what feelings you notice here. We'll cultivate a way of being in the body at each station, and these 7 stations we'll move through. So you have a question you want to contemplate here. How do you want to be in your body, in your life? What feels like thriving to you? See if any inspiration comes up as we focus on the physical sensations or any emotions that arise at the base of the torso. The second area we'll focus on is the area around in the lower back and the genitals. So there's a bunch of nerves here around the sacrum. It connects the back and the hips, and it's a lot of sensation in this area for some people, not for others. That's okay, whatever you feel. And notice how paying attention to the area a couple inches below the navel, it's looking at lower back to the front of the body, so there's this whole area in between. There's some internal organs there, the fluid and the bladder, maybe the lower parts of the kidneys and the intestines. And there are also nerve cells in your guts like there are in your brain. So we're feeling for any sensations that you notice. The idea of the gut feeling can come from around here. So we'll start by taking 3 breaths, noticing the physical sensations and any emotions that arise in the area about 3 inches below the belly button to the lower back, front side or back side of the torso, or anything in between. Just practicing breathing and feeling. As we contemplate the question, how do you want to be in your body right now? Notice what comes to mind as you breathe and feel into this area. You can write that down. If anything comes up, that's fine. If nothing comes up, that's fine too. As you practice mindfulness, you may notice that it may be hard to feel it initially. So just, if you don't feel anything, that's okay. Just keep practicing placing your awareness in this area, noticing sensation and feeling. The third station we'll pay attention to is the area around the navel, belly button, in the area of the mid-lower back. When you think of martial arts, how people hold a stance when they're ready to fight, they tend to tense up this area of the belly. Like people who are in a fighting stance will pretend or prepare to take a punch. So there's a sense of tension a lot of us carry here when we're under stress. We automatically tense up to protect our vital organs. It's a pretty adaptive response. So if you notice you're holding anything here you don't need to hold, let that tension relax into your seat, letting it just sink down as you feel support of the chair, gravity, choosing that you can let go when you want to and tense up when you want to. So here we notice that we start practicing choice of how we respond to situations. And this can be dynamic rather than something that happens to us. We can cultivate willpower, choice, intention, agency. As you breathe into this area around your navel, feel what emotions come up here. How do you want to be in your body? If any insights happen to come up, you can write them down. If not, we'll just keep going and come back to this another day. Next, notice the area at the center of the chest. So that's about midway between the jugular notch at your clavicle and your belly button. Around the middle of the ribcage. Feel the thump of your heartbeat. Feel the breath moving through the lungs, the chest. Take a deep breath here and feel the movement in your body. As you breathe in, what do you feel? As you breathe out, what do you feel? It's a common metaphor that when something has heart, there's some care put into it. What do you care about? Why are you here today? Take three more breaths here just to notice the feeling of your heartbeat, the things that quicken your heart rate that make you excited. What do you care about? And as you notice this emotion of caring, feel where that arises in the body. Is it this area, maybe, or somewhere else? And turn to the question, how do you want to be in your body? You can write down anything that comes to mind. Next, we'll notice the area around the base of the throat, between the jugular notch and the voice box, so just the lower part of the throat. In this area of the body, we produce sound by sending air past the vocal cords. We don't think about it too much, we just speak and it happens. But sometimes we choose not to speak, and sometimes we choose to speak. We have a choice about whether we speak things that are helpful or things that might feel good but aren't as helpful to say. And when we get gripped by strong emotions, we sometimes say things that we regret. And that's a part of life. We learn from what we say, what we don't say. Take a moment to appreciate that you have this ability to communicate. This ability to form thoughts and notice feelings and put them into words so that someone else might also understand what we're thinking and feeling. If you notice any tension in your jaw, you can allow the lower jaw and upper jaw to separate the teeth apart slightly. When we focus very hard on something, sometimes the jaw gets tense, and we don't really need to use our jaw to think more effectively, but we still tense up regardless. See if you can bring this feeling of softness to the jaw, to the throat. Any amount. And take 3 breaths to notice sensations in this area of the body. This is also the area of the thyroid gland, which helps regulate metabolism. Take a moment to notice anything that comes to mind around how you want to be in your body as you notice the physical sensations and the emotions that arise in this area. You can write those down. Next, we'll notice the area in between the eyebrows. What distinguishes humans from other mammals is that we have a very large prefrontal cortex. That's very good for thinking, reasoning, logic, and it's this brain power that sits right behind this area. So you have a bigger cortex here than other mammals. So if you think about when people think really hard, their brows furrow, we get really tense in our eyebrows and upper face. If you notice that you're holding any tension there, allow that to soften any amount. Take 3 breaths here to notice physical sensations or emotions in this area. You might notice that it feels comfortable or less comfortable to feel here than to feel in other areas of the body. Whatever you notice, just observe that. Again, we'll contemplate this question of how do you want to be in your body? If you find anything comes up here that seems useful, you can write that down. Next, we'll come to the top of the head. So noticing any sensations at the top of the head. Physiologically, when babies are born, their skulls are not totally together. Some of the bones of the skull only fuse together to form the skull after birth, but before birth, the skull is kind of malleable, like the tectonic plates in the earth. It's not totally glued together. So, as we are adults, this area might be more dense than a baby's. It might feel more hard, or maybe it feels more light. Maybe you feel heat, maybe you feel coolness, maybe you feel tingling or numbness or nothing in particular. Notice the physical sensations that occur here. If you don't notice anything in particular, that's also fine. Noticing nothing in particular is also noticing. We'll take three more breaths here to breathe and feel. Contemplate the question, how do you want to be in your body? We'll simultaneously contemplate this again while feeling the sensations in this area. If something comes to mind, you can write that down. Any emotions or feeling or thoughts you have that come up here. You can also try this exercise at home. You feel like you want to make a decision and you feel stuck. You can breathe and feel into these seven areas, the pelvic floor, the lower back and genitals area, the belly button area, mid-lower back, the heart area, the throat, between the eyebrows and the top of the head. There are a lot of different nerve endings that come out in the spine and form plexuses in these specific areas. There's the solar plexus, you've heard that before, the abdominal area, the organs, and then you have the thymus area of the heart, all these different nerve endings that we can attune to, and the physical sensations of the body can also be a guide towards different insights that you might not notice otherwise. It's a different way to practice being in the body, to breathe and feel into these specific areas that many people have found helpful before. So give it a try at home.